Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you're having a great Monday. We are started the day off talking about the Dogs who beat Kentucky and got into a conversation about what Carson Beck's doing down there in Miami. It's funny because if he was off to a terrible season, most of the Dog fans would be saying, see, told you we did the right thing.
Yeah, and it's funny because as a couple guys have said, a lot of revisionist history about Carson Beck. You know, he was pretty good. I think he only lost like three games as a starter.
It's true.
But you didn't like his Lambo. You didn't like his girlfriend. He's too highfalutin. You need a simple man as your quarterback. So that's kind of where it's at. But look, Miami, this is where we talked about. Like, Penn State's supposed to be loaded. They're blowing it, okay? Texas, they had to do some retooling like Georgia did. They're struggling. Georgia is okay. You know, they went out, they'll be in the playoff. Even if they get another loss, they'll probably be in the playoff based on strength of schedule. But if you're Miami, you're looking pretty good because you've recruited well and you augmented. You know, Cristobal has built a culture. The only thing about Cristobal in the past, he does some really stupid stuff in games.
It's true.
That cost him a lot of wins. But now it looks like they've actually got it together. Brand new DC. I think the OC's only been there like a year. So they've got some relatively new coaches on that staff.
No doubt. And that's why this college football season has been wacky. I think it's going to continue to be that way.
This Oregon-Indiana game, I never thought I'd be excited about it. Remember we said Oregon joining the Big... This is actually going to be a hell of a game, this Oregon-Indiana game.
It really is. And by the way, if Oregon blows doors, it's a statement again about Indiana and where this program is. But Mike's right. They're both 5-0. It's a top 10 matchup this weekend. Oklahoma's ranked. Texas is not. Red River rivalry happens this weekend. Got to get back. Got to beat these ranked opponents if you're Texas to get back in the mix, Mike. And that includes coming to Athens.
Right.
You can have one loss like they did against Florida, just like Georgia had one loss against Alabama. You just can't stack them. You can't lose to Oklahoma now and then come to Georgia and lose. That's three. You're done. You're not going to the playoffs. So these teams are getting to the situation where some of them at least must win. But let me say this, too, while we're talking about just generally speaking. Remember when we told you Tennessee could still be in the mix? They are. Tennessee guys, they're 11.
They survived against Miss State. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what the rest of the season is going to be for them, but, like, as good as they played against Georgia, many people say, you know, hey, they should have won. They didn't. But it's not like they've fallen off. Tennessee is right there at 4-1. And if you were to say, again, this gets back to that head-to-head stuff, Mike, and what the committee is going to think. We hadn't even gotten there yet. But, hey, that's why Georgia was so important for them to beat Tennessee, because what if they end up with the same record?
Right.
You know, and then you're saying, okay, who deserves to be in? What if we're talking about spots 11 and 12? That's the kind of stuff.
I mean, right now, guys, LSU is 4-1, and they can't even run the ball.
True.
And they don't even want to try to run the ball. And a lot of LSU fans are going, you know, same thing that we've said about recruiting, the level of talent. They've got A&M, Alabama, Vandy, still no duck walk. By the way, Johnny Manziel, apparently he became the patron saint for Diego Pavia, who, by the way, grabs D's nuts in front of the Alabama fans. It kind of shows his tookus.
Yeah.
And
hold on to the ball, son.
Yeah, I mean, buddy boy, everybody's pulling for you. The plucky underdog and Vandy, you look like a turd. You know, you actually look like Johnny Football that nobody liked.
No, he did. He turned it over too, which is something he hadn't done. Are you willing to say, before we get into some NFL conversation, because as we're talking about all this stuff, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Georgia Tech is 13th in the country. Mike,
bye week this week,
correct.
So I didn't get to see him.
We didn't see him. We should be talking about Georgia Tech making a playoff run. I know it doesn't I get it. You're laughing. You're saying it won't happen.
There's no reason to be laughing at this because their offense, by the way, is a hell of a lot better statistically than George's is as far as throwing.
Mike.
Even with Haynes King, we talked about his receivers and the skill position. Georgia Tech's doing a better job throwing the ball.
They are sitting right on the outside looking in with still major games in front of them. They get Duke in a couple of weeks. I just feel like this is something else we should be recognizing and talking about. Georgia Tech should be making a run to the playoffs this year.
Right. Again, Duke is, they've had some games they've won that they shouldn't have. They go beat Syracuse. Virginia Tech, they fired their coach. NC State's not good.
Nope.
Boston College, that was kind of interesting what happened with Pitt. They get Pitt. And then Georgia, just don't have, as we said this before the Wake game, and it almost happened. Don't have that Chan Gailey kind of slip up, lose a game you're not supposed to. I don't think Brent allows that to happen. They go as far as Haynes King's. Haynes King's legs and, well, his back, because he's carrying them, can carry them.
The other thing about this is, though, when I look at the rest of their schedule with ranked opponents, they don't have any.
No.
Georgia's the only one.
I mean, look, it's still the ACC with some good defenses, but you're right. Beating Clemson. Now, the thing, what they need is they need Clemson to continue to win.
Yep.
So that doesn't look like a big whoop. Everybody's beating Clemson. By the way, we didn't talk about this because we're cutting into our NFL blitz here in our 4th-and-1. People are just relishing watching Belichick take it in the shorts.
He's terrible.
And it's funny, I think I don't know if everyone just when he fell off the planet, when he left the Patriots, I think some younger people forget what a jerk Bill Belichick was, to everyone. And now that's why so many people in the media, and granted they've got maybe an axe to grind, but are just loving watching this disaster unfold up in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's all bad. It just is. It's like watching the Jets yesterday. It's all bad.
Well, I mean, like I said to you, I think on Friday, if you felt that your Belichick could have him for 2 years, three, well, year one, one-third of this is already over. How you feeling now?
It's Dukes and Bell. Day-day, man. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Brian Daboll, thanks for nothing. I mean, you allowed the lowly Saints to win a game yesterday when we're on our bye week. I mean, they turned it over, Mike, 5 times. But I will say this. I do like Jackson Dart. I like what I'm seeing with Jackson Dart. He looks like he's settling in.
Right.
They may have found the quarterback of the future, but that was ugly, man, and they should have, again. Giants probably should have won this game. I want you to hear Daboll because he said the turnovers killed him. They allowed the Saints to come back and win 26-14, first win of the season.
I thought we moved the ball, and then we turned it over. So 5 in a row, which is it's hard to do.
Spencer Rattler, Mike, 225 yards, a touchdown. Jackson Dart had 2 picks, 2 touchdowns in that game. But we're only paying attention because they're in our division, and we know this. I am not going to be foolish enough to tell you guys that the Saints, we're going to blow the Saints out in a few weeks when we play them down the road. Because we know how crazy this is, but this is the thing. That's a bad football team.
No, it is. Spencer gets his first win as a starter. I was joking around with Day-Day. I said, is this going to – remember, think of your storylines, guys. Take it back to August. Well, those Saints are going to – they're going to just stink it up to go get Arch Manning. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. The Jets lose to the Cowboys. Dak looks good. I mean, I feel bad. I love that Aaron Glenn finally got a chance to be a head coach, and it feels like it's going to be 1 year and done.
0-5. The only team that has yet to win. Speaking of Dak, MVP. Did you guys hear them chanting MVP on the road? Here's the touchdown to George Pickens, by the way, that made it 30-3. While we're talking about the Cowboys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, Dak, man, is having a great season. And let me get to Nick Sirianni before we play Dak, because this is the other thing. Eagles lose yesterday, Mike. Mm-hmm. Broncos on the road. Broncos are going overseas, 21-17. It's the first loss of the season for Nick Sirianni. And, guys, I don't know if you saw it. The Hail Mary almost happened.
Right.
I mean, it goes through the hands. They have it in the end zone. It looks like he's catching it, and then the ball gets tipped away. Here's Sirianni.
I think that the guys have worked extremely hard in preparation. I see the same hunger that was there prior to us winning the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's anything like that. The name of this game is always going to come down to detail and as far as us as coaches and players, we weren't detailed enough today, and they were a little more detailed than us.
Yeah.
There's a wide open sequence, and A.J. Brown's wide open. Unfortunately, Jalen Hurts misses him badly. And, this thing just kind of set up for that soap opera we already talked about last week with A.J. But this is where guys, even Eagles fans, it's amazing. This guy's won a Super Bowl and they still doubt Jalen Hurts. He had some moments where you're kind of like, yeah, he probably would want back. as he said in the postgame.
I agree. Who's your running backs, by the way, in fantasy football? I'm going to get back to the Cowboys because Javonte Williams, 16 carries, 135 yards yesterday. If you're a fantasy player, I don't know if you picked this guy up already, but it looks like they might be relying on him a little bit more. We mentioned the Cowboys beat the Jets. It was ugly. Jets scored 22 points, but they really didn't. It was like garbage time. Here's Dak, that touchdown I was talking about to George Pickens.
Now here's first down, fake pitch, going deep. There's a shot for Pickens. He got pushed. He caught the ball to the post. Touchdown to Pickens. Dagger.
Seems like he's got his stuff together, Mike.
I think, you know, sometimes it's a change of address is all you need, right?
Yeah.
By the way, one of my running backs, I picked him up. Everyone was saying that after the preseason, you got to go get Fred. So, or Bill, I should say, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This dude blew it up. I had 27 points from him yesterday.
Two touchdowns.
Against the Chargers. So that was a wait. Because, and now I never, you think I would start that guy over Derrick Henry when the season started?
No
I did.
Way.
Had
no.
to.
Yeah, I got him too. And I picked him up just a few weeks ago, ironically. When the Commanders were on their way here, because they didn't know who the running backs were going to be, and I needed somebody because my other running back was on a bye.
They're selling these shirts up there in D.C. Bill.
It's great.
Just basically the red with the yellow letters, Bill. But the guy's been killing it. That was an entertaining game against the Chargers. The other storylines, and this is one you and I've talked about this before because it happens like every year, and then you're like, how does this happen? Two events in the Arizona Cardinals game against the Titans. First off, we'll go chronologically. Amari DiMercado, great name by the way.
It is.
How about a nice tall glass of Amari DiMercado? But anyway, he does this stupid.
Make it two.
He does this stupid. Take the ball out, and it's gonna like I'll drop it right at the line of scrimmage, at the goal line. In the old days, you take the ball into the end zone. You can spike it. I'll never understand why guys do this. Start celebrating the touchdown, drops the ball, touchback. That's huge, and then you get the deflection. Interception, fumble, where Arizona starts kicking it around like it's the holy roller play.
And Cam Ward, who didn't do jack the entire game, leads them on a fourth quarter drive to kick the field goal and win the game. It's just typical, Mike. The Cardinals find ways to lose games. So they lose by 1 point, 22-21.
Did you see the sequence where Kyler Murray looks like he's been concussed? And leaves? He basically takes the snap off his face mask,
that's right.
Falls down, goes to the tunnel. No, I'm not going to the tunnel.
I'm okay.
What the hell? Man, that's some. You think we've had a bad stretch of 7 years? Those guys are still star-crossed.
They are. The game in our division, the other one that hurt, is Carolina beating Miami. Have they fired Mike McDaniel yet? What are they waiting on,
Coach
Mike?
Bro?
But yeah.
Look, I don't get it.
He's
going to be a great offensive coordinator. He's just not head coach material.
Well, they blew a 17-point lead yesterday. Here's Bryce Young talking about beating his boy Tua Tagovailoa.
It's NFL. You can't pick and choose one win being more important than the other. They're all hard fought. I have a ton of respect for him. He played amazing, made a lot of great throws as he always does. But yeah, I mean, it's the league. You know, you take pride in every single challenge.
Yeah, then he finished with, but I beat him. That's what he said afterwards. Bryce, of course, and Tua, Alabama guys, you know the deal there. But yeah, that's their first Carolina, man. They stole one yesterday.
How bad the Ravens look? Lamar Jackson on the sideline. Cooper Rush, 3 INTs.
Terrible.
And just absolutely terrible. We were just talking about, can C.J. Stroud step it up? Well, play the Ravens the way they look right now. 4 touchdowns, had his best game in arguably 2 years. Also, great to see Nick Chubb get in the end zone. For Georgia fans, all the injuries going all the way back to his time at UGA. But to Nick Chubb, 11 for 61 and a TD.
All right, we are going to spend more time on what we saw with the Patriots because the Bills beat them. And if you are the Falcons, are you looking at that and going, hey, we can mimic what they did last night? Understand, the Bills made a lot of mistakes, too. They got to cut down on some of the stuff that they did last night. But Drake May, 273, Mike, and you mentioned it, Stephon Diggs, 10 balls for a $146.
Yeah, with the bye week, I hadn't have Drake London, so I had to go for an option. I went with Diggs. I didn't make it personal. It was business, but he was rolling. He was working the crowd before the game. What do you think of those Bills uniforms last night?
Yeah, I don't like them.
I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills Mafia basically burned those after that effort last night.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. Hey, with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Guys, it's brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And you can listen Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He keeps tabs on the international soccer scene as well. It's available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We're coming back. Steve Holman, the voice of our Hawks, joins us. Hawks preseason starts tonight. We'll get a little preview and what this team may look like. There's a lot of excitement in the air. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.